And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. In fact, today it's secrets. Secrets. Once a month, we have a volume of secrets. And I think Jerry's over there at, he's our producer and working the broadcast equipment. Is today, let's see, 100 and what? 165 volumes. Can you believe it? You know, folks, if you want to get these volumes, by the way, I think you can go back, what is it, 6 months, Jerry? I think 6 months, yeah. We only go back 6 months. You know, I really wish we could just do like a giant edition, put them on CD or something, all 165 volumes. You know, I bring out little tidbits of information, revelations that no one seems to have, a lot of them never heard about, and amazing exposures here at this, on my secrets volumes. You know, I save all these little goodies, these little bit nuggets of wisdom, so to speak, and broadcast them once a month. So when you see a secrets, 160, what is it again? Oh, 65. Okay, my mind's been going lately, folks. But my heart's up to it, so let's get in with these secrets. You know, I did a volume recently, a radio program entitled, and you can order that program, entitled Legionnaires of Sodom. Well, of course, everybody knows what happened at Sodom and Gomorrah. You say you don't know what happened at Sodom and Gomorrah? Well, God burned those cities to a crisp, basically with brimstone and fire. They were big in all kind of sin, I suppose, but homosexuality, let's just call it faggotry, was one of the biggest sins they had going on there. Sodomy, let's just more accurately put it. Sodomy, that's a good old word, but of course it's not in vogue today. And if you call somebody a sodomite, they say, oh, you're such a homophobe. Well, yes, I'm a homophobe. I admit it. Homophobe. You know, Jerry, homophobe would mean that you're afraid of homosexuals. That's what they like to call you. You're a homophobe. I'm not afraid of them. I just don't. They're disgusting. I have a revulsion to that kind of behavior. Obviously, God did too. He destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. I think I'd like to be on God's side. Now, if you folks out there want to be like Ron Paul, his aides, Congressman Ron Paul, they say he's socially tolerant. Homosexuality, yeah. Well, okay. I'm not, N-O-T, I'm not socially tolerant. You know, I just like the old biblical ways. I like the traditional values of the Bible. The way I got it figured is God wants us to live a wonderful, happy, prosperous life. God, he's got everything mapped out the way we should live. And the way we should not live is this devilish, reprobate homosexuality. Now, Ron Paul doesn't seem to understand that. And I brought that up on my radio program, Power of Prophecy. In fact, you go to powerofprophecy.com, my website. I have a whole video of Ron Paul being interviewed by my good Christian friend, John Lofton. And he asked Ron Paul, many, many questions about homosexuality. And Ron Paul danced and diverted and dodged. It about reminded me when I was a kid back in the gymnasium in middle school, you know, playing dodgeball. You know, dodge Ron Paul, dodge Ron Paul this way and that way and this way. Well, anyway. I love to see those people in the hot seat. Put them on the griddle. Now, that's one thing about Tex Mars. You know, you can like Tex Mars. You can love him. I have some people actually love me. My wife, Wanda. Yeah. And my mother. Yeah, my mother. She's 90-something years old now, 92, I think. She loves me. And, you know, this is an amazing thing. Jerry, you know this is true because you get all the emails. You're the webmaster, too, here at the ministry. And I was shocked. When I did that Legionnaires of Sodom and I exposed Ron Paul and his dodging the issue of homosexuality, really, he's promoting it. You know, not to decide is to decide. And he's decided he wants to be on the side of the homos. And you can say nice things about Ron Paul, and I have. Is he a fiscal conservative? He appears to be, although there's a few flaws there, but I like that. He seems to be for the Constitution. Good for him. He even seems to be pro-life. Wonderful. I think a man deserves his due. But you know, if I'm looking for a hero, I'm looking for a hero. If I'm looking for a genuine iron man, I want an iron man. I don't want a man that says, yes, I'm pro-life, but I'm also pro-homosexual. Forget it. You know, go out in the hinterlands. Don't bother me. It was a famous prophetess, they say, Mother Shipton, who once said that ships were once made of wood and men of iron. But now, ships are made of steel and or iron, and men are made of wood. I want an iron man. I don't want a wooden man. I don't want somebody with clay feet be broken up. I want somebody, well, who simply says, no, I won't go there. No, I'm not going to do it. In the book 1984, Winston Smith was being tortured. In his interrogator, this novel, this horror futuristic novel, which I believe has come true, and we're even living in the days of 1984. But O'Brien, the guy who was torturing him, he's like, you know, police state interrogator, held up his fingers and said, how many fingers do you see, Winston? And Winston was hooked up to an electric machine that would shock him, give him a jolt of electricity if he didn't give the right answers to the torturer. And O'Brien would hold up two fingers and say, how many fingers do you see, Winston? Winston would say, two, and they'd shock him. Then he'd hold up three. How many fingers do you see? And Winston would say, three, and he'd shock him. He said, I'm going to keep shocking you till you give me the correct answer, Winston. Well, what was Winston do? What would you do? He's showing you. I mean, you're telling him what he's showing you. It is accurate. He was tortured and tortured. Finally, Winston just screamed in agony and pain, and he says, tell me whatever you want me to say, I'll say it. Whatever number you want me to give you, I'll give you. Just quit hurting me. O'Brien said, now you know. Now you've got the right answer, Winston. The number is whatever we, Big Brother's police state, in other words, says it is. 2 plus 2 does not equal 4 in Big Brother's world. Well, I'm Tex Morris, and let me tell you something, friends. In Power of Prophecy Ministries, 2 plus 2 equals 4. That's it. No diversion. Homosexuality is a grave crime against God. I don't divert. I don't tap dance. I don't say, well, some believe that way, but shut up, Tex Morris, if I did. If I ever say such a thing, well, you know, it's not any bigger a sin than other sins, or, well, you know, let's be tolerant, or, well, you know, God loves gays too. Would you, dear friends, drive down to Austin, Texas, bring a hammer, a claw hammer if possible, and ramming it across the back of my head? I may as well be dead. To defy God. God felt so strong about it, he destroyed 2 cities. I'm not going to divert. 2 plus 2 equals 4. I don't care what Ron Paul and Bill Clinton and Hillary. I don't care what GLAD, you know, the organization, the fag organization. I don't care what they say. And let me go one step further. I love you, dear friend. I love you listening to this program. I need your help to stand for the truth. I need some iron men and women. But if you don't appreciate our stand for truth, if you believe we're homophobic or intolerant or whatever, then it's very sad. I don't want you to leave this program, but that's what your fingers are for. Just reach up and turn the dial. Or if you're on the computer, go to another website. I don't want you to, but if that's what you want of me, you've got the wrong man. Well, we did this program, and let me tell you, I exposed a bunch of people for their promotion or support directly or indirectly, of gay rights, so-called, the gay agenda. And Ron Paul was, yes, he was one of them. It's very unfortunate. I've always liked Ron Paul. It's not that I have anything against him. Oh, I know. I've seen him do his Masonic secret handshakes. I'll talk about that in a minute. Is he a Freemason? I believe he is, but we'll talk about that. I have some evidence, but not enough to really say he is for sure. But I'll give you what I have. I know he has frequently gone to Masonic lodges and talked to the Masons and has no problem with that. Even his campaign aides say that. Now, friends, the only time that Tex Morris would be at a Masonic lodge is to do research. And I certainly wouldn't go there to say nice things to the people. I might go there to preach to them the truth. They'd probably end up kicking me out, having security escort me one on each arm. One person said to me, Tex, would you preach at a international convention of devils? Yeah, if they'd invite me. I'd love to go. They just won't invite me because they know what I'll say. And they hate what I would say. So they'd never invite me. They invite people who are friendly to their position. You say, is there really such a group as an International Convention of Devils? Yeah, they're called Democrats. They're called Republicans. And Libertarians. None of them invite me. They wouldn't want me there. And let me tell you why, friends. 2 + 2 = 4. That's all. To me, you do not have a free country if you cannot say 2 + 2 = 4. My good friend Ernie Zundel said 2 + 2 = 4. He said, you know, there's some flaws, there's some holes in this Holocaust story. He said, certainly many Jews were taken to camps in Germany, but there seems to be a lot of exaggerations. They said, you can't say that. And he just got out of prison after, 7 years for saying it. 2 + 2 does not = 4, they told him. Mr. Zundel said, yes, it does. And the authorities in the United States, because we're the ones that piled him into a big jet aircraft and sent him to Canada, and then Canada sent him over to Germany, and then Germany put him on trial, even though he wasn't a German. And Germany put him on trial and said, you can't say that. There's no free speech in Germany. Well, I thought we defeated Hitler to give the Germans free speech. I thought we spent hundreds of thousands of lives in World War II to give Germany the same freedoms that we have under the Bill of Rights. 2 + 2 = 4. We did not. And they sent Zundel to prison. Zundel said, but what I said was the truth. They said, we're not here to talk about the truth. We're upset about what you said. What you said was a criminal act, even if it is true, they told Mr. Zundel. Do you get that? Even if it is true, it's a criminal act to say it. I'm here to tell you homosexuality is a sin. It's a crime. And the Bible says that God will turn you over in due time to a reprobate mind. You will not be able to think correctly, act correctly. And you will eventually go to hell. And what I've just told you, they're already trying to get hate crime act laws passed so that Tex Morris will go to prison for saying that 2 + 2 = 4. It's already that way in Canada. You know, I was up in Canada about 5 years ago, and one of the top radio programs invited me to be on the program. And I didn't know he was trying to ambush me. But, you know, I get that all the time, so it doesn't hurt me. And I got on the program, and he had a witch on with him, the talk show host. He didn't tell me he was going to invite the witches on, but that's okay. You know, friends, when you come up against an ambush like that, where you have a host who turned out to be an atheist and a Christian hater, and he had witches on his program to debate me and didn't tell me in advance, and so I was attacked by him and them. All you have to do is just tell the truth. So I did. He said, Tex Morris, what have you got against the Freemasons and the witches? I said, they're of the devil. Oh, he said it. He said it right here in Canada. It's against our laws to defame a group like witchcraft, the Church of Wicca. I said, really? I'm sort of paraphrasing what happened. And the witch came on and she said, I'm hereby calling on the police to arrest Tex Mars before he leaves Canada. He has defamed the witches. He's a horrible Christian person. Ho said, what do you think about that, Tex Mars? I said, well, she worships the devil. She worships Pan, the horned god of the forest and the goddess. She worships the devil by their names. That's true. She admitted it, by the way. She admitted she worshiped Pan, the horned god. In other words, the devil. But she said, I was a terrible person for saying so. See, that's the problem. What I said was bad. It was true. 2 + 2 = 4. But they wanted me to say 3 or 5 or 7 or 1. Anything but 4. They hate the truth. Despise the truth. Jesus Christ is the way, the life, the truth, the Bible says. Well, anyway, the witch lady said she was going to go down to the police station there, the central police station in that city, Winnipeg, Canada. And she was going to file an official complaint against me. Here's something that happened to you. This is what happens when you're a Christian. The very next day, it was a beautiful, by the way, beautiful city. Juan and I went for a nice, pleasant drive, and we got lost. We're way on the outskirts, you know, of Winnipeg, Canada. And we got lost. And while I was driving slow, looking around, driving a rental car, by the way, and I looked behind me, and there was a police car. And his light was going, doo, 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 doo. I said, well, there's the police. Wonder if he stops me, he's going to find out who I am, and then, or maybe he's been following me, I don't know. And they're going to take me to jail for defaming the witches and the Masons. Well, I stopped the car and he got out and he came up and he said, sir, you look sort of hesitant there. You're driving slow looking around. Are you lost? I said, yes, sir. I'm from Texas, actually, in the U.S. He said, really? And he smiled and said, well, good. You're visiting? I said, yes. He said, well, what do you think of our fair country? I said, it's beautiful. I love this place. He said, well, where are you going to? I said, well, I'd like to get back to my hotel. I've been driving around here. I'm totally lost. He said, well, where's that at? I said, I told him. I said, it's downtown. He said, well, that's quite a distance. You know what? Since you're a visitor, I'm going to take you. You just follow me. I'll take you right to your hotel. I said, do you have time to do that? He said, I'm going to take the time. You don't worry, sir. You just follow me. He took me all the way to the hotel, and I waved real big to him and went in my hotel room. See, friends, this is the thing. God knows how to protect us. I had one of the most wonderful times of my life in Calvary. I will admit, at the conference I spoke, huge crowd was there. I was one of several speakers. And there were some people there that didn't like what I said, and they screamed at me and hollered. One of them waited till I went to the hallway to use the bathroom after the thing, and he collared me in the hallway and said, you liar! Oh! He would just scream and hollered, and I thought he was going to attack me. But he didn't. And, you know, I was nice to him. I wasn't going to attack. I never attack anybody. I've never attacked anybody. I don't think I've gotten a fist fight since I was in high school. And that was only because a guy, call me out and threaten and everything. And I said, friend, I don't want to fight you, but if you make me, I'm going to have to. So he doubled up his fist and whammo, I knocked him right out. And he should have asked me whether I boxed in the Golden Gloves or not, because I did. And I was a champion in Golden Glove. So, you know, I said, you don't want to fight me, sir. We were only 16 at the time, but he insisted. You know, if they insist, what can you do, you know? One punch, lights out. I was trained to do that, you know. And the young man, you know, obviously wasn't. And me and some friends had gone to a party. Some girls invited us. And he and his friends didn't like us to be there. I guess we were popular with the girls. And, you know, he, you know, was going to, you know, duke it out with us. Didn't work out for the young man. But I'm not a fighter. I didn't even like doing that. I felt bad about it for weeks after, you know, fighting the guy. Felt bad about it for weeks after having to knock the guy out. Didn't want to. I know as a Christian, maybe I should just let him haul off and wonk me, but, you know, that's not what my dad taught. My dad always taught me, he said, son, don't be a bully. Don't try, do everything you can to avoid a fight. Let them call you names. It doesn't hurt. But if they hit you, or they're fixing to hit you and you know it, and after you told them you don't want to fight them, then you just waylay them. You just go into them. In other words, do everything you can to avoid a fight. But if you can't avoid it, well, that's it. You go after them. Go after them. That's what he told me. Good advice. You know, my dad died at age 73. I never saw him fight anybody. Never saw him fight anybody. I guess, you know, he was just himself. He didn't pick on anybody. He treated everybody like a gentleman. And it didn't matter. A guy could come to fix the commode. Dad would treat him like a gentleman. You could be black. You could be white. My dad didn't care. He treated you like a gentleman. I guess that got him along pretty good. Treated women as ladies and men as gentlemen. He didn't have to fight anybody. And he told me how to live. And that's what I did. Well, okay. Secrets. I got so many things here. I shouldn't have got off on a tangent. But I wanted to tell you that we got a flood of mail from people. Thank me for that program. I thought I'd get a flood of mail from Ron Paul supporters that would bash me. But everybody, I mean, I've got, Jerry, I've got a whole stack of letters right here off the web. Here's one that says, Dear Tex, as usual, your love of the truth inspires and encourages me. Well, thank you. That comes from Nancy. Thank you, Nancy. Here's another one from James. Tex, I want to applaud you for telling us readers the truth. Jesus is the truth. Keep it up. Our Heavenly Father is blessing you. Thank you for being a tough, straight-talking Texan who sold out to Jesus. I like that. Thank you. Mike wrote to me and said, Tex, I liked this week's audio, Legionnaires of Sodom. And well, thank you. Elad wrote to me, said, Tex, I'm from Israel, and I want to thank you for your program this week. That's nice. Thank you, Elad. So, you know, just so many. Oh, goodness. It goes, these things go on and on. Well, anyway, they thank me for saying what I did. And some of these people were Ron Paul supporters. You know, they like the fact that he supports the Constitution. Now, let me tell you one of the few things that have disturbed me about Ron Paul, because I think you deserve to know. I've had, over the years, people keep asking me about Ron Paul. First of all, you know, if I had to rate him on a scale and compare him to Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Mitt Romney, Mike Huckabee, Sarah Palin, yeah, I give him a plus. If I had to vote for the best of the devil's people, I'd vote for Ron Paul. Does that do any, I don't know if that does any good. But I'm tired of voting for the best of two evils or more. I'm tired of that. I'm not going to vote anymore. I didn't vote in this last election. McCain, Obama, two devils, I'm not going to do it. I just said, no, that's it. I'm finished voting. But McCain's better than Obama. That devil is a devil. That's it. That's it. Ron Paul runs around talking with the Masons, is friendly to the Masons. He doesn't have any problem with the homosexuals. In the Ron Paul campaign, he welcomes them. He did to Conservative Political Action Committee. They welcome the gays and the gay organizations. Welcome them. Well, you know, a famous writer, Spanish from Spain, way back, oh, I think it was the year 1583, had something interesting. He said, tell me thy company. In other words, your friends, those you associate with, the company you keep. Tell me thy company, and I'll tell thee what thou art. That was Miguel Cervantes. He wrote the book, the play, Don Quixote. Tell me thy company, and I'll tell thee what thou art. Well, I have a lot of information about Ron Paul, and, you know, one of them is the fact that he is a member of a college fraternity. You usually stay a member of those things. One of those Greek fraternities that actually, as it turns out, was Masonic. And it was founded by not only a Mason, but a man whose name was Mason, of all things. Of course, Ron Paul is a Roman Catholic, and he's spoken at Georgetown University. His wife is a member of the Order of the Eastern Star, a Masonic organization. I understand his daughters or members or daughter or whatever is a member of one of the Eastern Star subsidiary groups, Masonic groups. I don't know whether he's a Mason or not. Some people say the ritual of the college fraternity that he was a member of, in fact, he was a leader of it, not only was Masonic in ritual, but everything about it is Masonic. Well, okay. I noticed that he uses Masonic handshakes quite often. I saw him on the Bill Maher show giving the sign of Diablo. It was not the sign of the Texas Longhorns, although that is a very similar sign. But I noticed there was some similarity to it, but he's given it several times, and it's just simply not. Here's one of the things that upset me. Now, I'm going to tell you, friends, everyone who has any head on their shoulders at all, and certainly we patriots, know what happened in 9/11 was an inside job. But Ron Paul was on the Glenn Beck show February the 24th, 09. And both of them together called people who believe in 9/11 truth, quote unquote, nut jobs. Nut jobs. That's what Glenn Beck said they were. And Ron Paul just smiled and agreed with him. Huh. So he gives Masonic hand signs, satanic hand signs. For example, the Bill Maher show on HBO. He visits and speaks to the Masons in their lodges. His top campaign aide, Mr. Frazee said, Cobin, C-O-B-I-N. Frazee's about the same way, another campaign aide. Says, yes, I admit he is socially tolerant. In reference, of course, he's talking about to the homosexuals. That's enough for me. He makes fun of people who know the truth about 9/11. So, you know, what can I say? That's Ron Paul. But okay, he's fiscally conservative. Well, as I've said, my friends, if you're fiscally conservative, you're concerned about the government picking your pocket. That's good enough to be concerned about it. But friends, I'm not going to allow homosexuals to molest my son on one side and say nothing while I'm concerned about somebody picking my pocket on the other. I am not socially tolerant. Mr. Cobin, your campaign assistant says, Ron Paul, that you are socially tolerant. Well, good for you. But don't get in my way. I don't want to see you. You're not part of my group. A lot of people are going to say, well, Tex Barnes, if you're going against Ron Paul, you're my enemy now. Okay. I don't think I'm your enemy. I'm your friend. I tell you the truth. Does Ron Paul tell you the truth about 9/11, Oklahoma City, Waco? No, he doesn't. When we come back, I'm going to talk about Ron Paul and the Fed Reserve and the gold standard. Then we're going to look at the Bohemian Grove. Did you know some of them might be Hindu? Well, hey, how would you like to be waterboarded? We'll talk about that. Obama has a Jewish festival he celebrates. Glenn Beck believes in global warming. And the Illuminati kill almost the entire government leadership of the country of Poland. Stay with us. You're listening to Tex Mars. This is Power of Prophecy. It's May 1st. This is Tex Mars. It's May Day. Are you celebrating? Oh, you're not? You don't celebrate May Day? You don't dance around the maypole and then go out into the forest and have sexual orgies every May Day? Well, I thought every good American did that. Oh, you don't. Okay, well, I'll tell you, it's great, isn't it? I want to tell you about my book, Mysterious Monuments. It's all about the Illuminati's architecture, their buildings, their statues, their art, their symbols in architecture. Mysterious Monuments. You know, it's over 600 pages, big pages. The equivalent of 1,200 pages in a regular book is about four times as big as any other book. And man, does it have the information. I think it has about 800 photographs and illustrations. 800. I may be off 100 or so there, but I remember Codex Magica, I think, had 1,000. This has 600, 800. This is way up there. You get tired of counting them. But I'll tell you, they're exciting when you see them. And you know, it does talk. It's now May Day, and it does talk about the Maypole. You know, May is a very interesting time. Did you know that the Communist World Movement celebrates May Day, May 1st? Oh, it's a big, big communist day. Would you like to know why? Because in the occult world, in the pagan world, May Day has always been very important. And you know, there are all kind of little secrets about May Day. For example, out at sea, a distressed ship in an emergency crisis situation, you know, the captain gets on the radio and calls out, Mayday, Mayday. Same thing for airplanes that are flying. Mayday, that means emergency. And there's a reason for it. It's the devil's angry day. It's supposedly the day the devil is most angry about the fact that he was banished from heaven, he and one third of his angels. They say, according to pagan lore that goes all the way back to ancient mystery Babylon, that it was on May 1st up in heaven. Of course, it's pure baloney, but sort of interesting. When the devil was kicked out of heaven, Mayday, 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 he's mad. So he celebrates because you see, in Isaiah chapter 14, he says, I shall be like the Most High. I will once again rise and reign and I will take over heaven. Of course, Isaiah the prophet says, no, you won't. Your destiny is the pit of hell. You won't ascend, you will descend. Oh boy, I love that, don't you? I love the way God just flat out doesn't mess around with language. There are some secrets in the Bible now, but even then God says it's a person of nobility that searches out a matter. Ah, yes, it's the royal person, it says in Proverbs, that searches out a matter. And the Apostle Paul says that the people of Berea, the church at Berea, a province in Greece, were more noble than others because they searched out a matter for themselves. That's why I wrote Mysterious Monuments. I wanted you to get in this book and dig in it and search it out for yourself and see what you can see. Discover what you can about the architectural colossus that has risen across this globe. May Day is part of it. In fact, I have pictures. Did you know in Great Britain, some towns and villages in Ireland and Scotland, over in Europe and Sweden and Norway, they still have May Day celebrations where they go, you know, the kids go around the Maypole. Now the Maypole is actually, well, it's a phallic symbol. And the kids go around the circle, that's the woman's, well, you know. And the pole is in the middle of that circle. And Satanism, by the way, one of the primary symbols is the circle, which is like the sun or the vagina of the woman, and the point or the dot within the circle. Boy, these people are dirty, aren't they? They're religion. Thomas Jefferson was once asked about Freemasonry. Freemasons criticized him. You know, Thomas Jefferson wasn't exactly a Christian like you and I, but it's interesting that he wasn't a Freemason either. He said, boy, that's a pagan religion. You worship a sex object, the sex phallus. You Masons, how stupid can that be? And I'm paraphrasing Thomas Jefferson. If you don't believe me, for a few months, I'm going to find that quote. I've got it in my literature here, what he wrote about the Masons. He basically said, you crazy Masons are worshiping the sex phallus. You think it's your God. How disgusting is that? You do it in your ritual, said Thomas Jefferson. Oh, Tom said a lot of good things, didn't he? I love Thomas Jefferson. Okay. Mysterious Monuments. $35 is worth every cent. And every dollar that you pay for this book goes into the ministry and we keep preaching across the world. Yeah, old Tex Mars keeps it going. And people love this program. I know. We have a big fellowship on the internet. Thousands of people listen in on the internet. Then we have Worldwide Christian Radio, WWCR, on shortwave radio. Now we're on the American Voice Network. I want to welcome the American Voice Network. Frank and all those great people there at American Voice Network. You can go for that too. Just look it up on Google, American Voice Network. And I'm on, I think, a Sunday and Wednesday, but I know Wednesday night for sure. So you can listen to us on the weekend on WWCR. You can tune into us 7 days a week on our powerofprophecy.com internet site, streaming audio, or you can go to the American Voice Network on Wednesday nights, American Voice Network. But they got a schedule there. Go in to their webpage and hit on schedule. Click on that and it'll take you. And there's TexMars. Okay. All right. $35, add $5 shipping and handling, a total of $40. We'll send you this gigantic book. It'll take you a long time to get through. The pictures alone will stun you. When you see the prophetic significance, let me say that again, the prophetic significance of the mysterious monuments, many that have risen just in the last decade around the world. Shocking. And there'll be pictures of that maypole, actual maypole ceremonies. Now let's return to our regular program. I need to mention to you, of course, that you can order Mysterious Monuments at powerofprophecy.com. You can call us toll free 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. Now, when you get your book, you can also get online and ask for our newsletter. There's a little place right there on our website, and it says sign up for our free newsletter. And sign up also for our red alerts. Every once in a while, I'll send a red alert to people. And you know, when some crisis comes up, sort of like a pyramid alert system. If you want my red alert messages, sign up for that too, okay? Red alert. It's right on our webpage. Of course, when you order this book, if you're not on our mailing list, we're going to put you on automatically. You're going to get at least a 6 months free subscription to Power of Prophecy. And by the way, this month, our feature article is called Where Popes, Bohemians, and Other Rich and Famous Dwell. Where they live. Okay, let's go to our regular program. Hey, Jerry, I got a book here. Our good friend Mike, good friend of the ministry, he's very observant. He noticed on eBay they were having an auction, auctioning off this book. And it's a Bohemian Grove play they did, a production. They did a whole book. Every year they have a play there, you know, where they worship that 42-foot owl. And they have their ritual called a cremation of care. This is the Bohemian Grove. And we're talking about Ronald Reagan, George Bush, both of the Bushes, of course, Newt Gingrich. All the big shots of the Republican Party go to the Bohemian Grove each year out in the forest, the Redwood Forest, out about 50 miles outside of San Francisco. By the way, there's also a Bohemian Grove Club in our newspaper, Power Prophecy, this month, and you'll see it online, too, in another few days or so. Our May 2010 Power Prophecy newsletter, you'll see a picture of the Athenian owl at the Bohemian Club in San Francisco. That's right. They worship this great owl there, just as the Order of the Illuminati, Adam Vashop's group, did. But every year they have a different theme or a different play. Now, back in 1978, this book was published, this Bohemian Grove book. And inside it says this is the 73rd Grove play of the Bohemian Club, presented July 28th. 1978. Now, my good friend Mike, he knows who he is. I won't mention his last name. I don't want him being bombarded by gays who support Ron Paul, who are angry. Yeah, that's right. The gays get angry at you that support Ron Paul. In fact, one of them here, I won't even read his letter. Oh, here it is. Yeah. Here's a guy. his name is Austin Peterson. He says, I have this email. He says, allow me to introduce myself. I'm a proud member of the Ron Paul Revolution. I can proudly say I was at CPAC. It was my friends and I that heckled the Christian homophobe. There's a new movement afoot on the right that respects the individual liberties of our friends in the gay community. That's what this guy, Austin Peterson, he's a member of the Ron Paul Revolution, and he heckled a Christian speaker who opposed homosexuality at the Conservative Political Action Committee meeting back in February. The Ron Paul Revolution
And Mr. Peterson, who's a member of it, a proud member of it, says he was delighted to heckle that old homophobic Christian. Whew. Yeah. Well, in any case, back to the Bohemian Grovesters. This book is entitled Siddhartha. 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 And by the way, the whole thing is authored by a guy named Alan Nichols. It's a book, and it's the exact play, Act 1, Act 2, Act 3, of this play. Then they have a bunch of what they call Midsummer Hijinks in the back. It's a program presented July 28, 1978, by members of the Bohemian Grove. Richard Nixon might have been there, although he called it the most faggoty place he had ever been to and didn't want to go back again after he became president. He went there, you know, to get their political support. He said even his hands felt filthy and dirty, slimy. He said, I couldn't wait to wash my hands. No telling what those faggoty old men were doing there in those woods to each other. Ooh. He said that, and it's recorded. That's from the Nixon Library tapes have that. And by the way, some of the actors that played in this, let's see. I saw them before. It's just really, really, really good. I have a program here that came with this. Joseph O'Reilly. He's an actor. Eddie Albert. Remember him? Green Acres is the place to be. Yeah. Eddie Albert was a 33rd degree Mason. He was a Bohemian Grovester, as well. And there were a number of occultists I see here and big shots. Here's Lithgow. He's an actor. He was there. That's sort of interesting. And of course, the chairman of the board of, Atlantic Richfield, Exxon Mobil, there's all kinds of big shots here. IBM, there's prime ministers, ex-presidents, all kind of stuff there. But inside it says that this book came from the library of Caspar Weinberger. Yeah, has a little plate in here. From the library of Caspar Weinberger. So this book, Siddhartha, which is a Hindu ritual book, came from the library of Caspar Weinberger. Now, who's Caspar Weinberger? Former Secretary of Defense under both Nixon and Bush, Senior Bush. Very powerful man, Mr. Weinberger. And he had this book in his library. He died. He passed away. And probably his heirs just sold the whole library. This is one of the books. And it ended up being auctioned off on the eBay. And Siddhartha, it's a Hindu book. It tells a little Hindu drama tale. Can you imagine the Bohemian Grovesters were into Hindu rituals too? Pretty interesting. Well, a lot of people say to me, Tex, you've knocked so many Republicans now as either homo or supporting homo, the homo international community like Mitt Romney and Ron Paul and John McCain and all the others, and Cindy McCain too. Yeah, I exposed her. I think you should talk about some more Democrats. Well, I did, folks. Hillary, Obama. I mean, hey, you expected the Democrats anyway. But okay, you want one more? I'll give you one more just today, just to please you. John Edwards. Now, I know he has this sexy blonde that he's been having an affair with and I had a baby with. But, you know, there's one person that I think she pretty well tells the truth, Ann Coulter. A lot of people don't like Ann Coulter. In fact, a number of Jewish organizations are complaining to the networks that she needs to be cut off. They don't want the author, the conservative author Ann Coulter on TV anymore. You know why? She was asked what she would do about the Muslims. She says, I'd convert them all to Christianity. She was asked about homosexuality. She says, well, the Bible's already settled that. It's a sin. Ooh. You old homophobe, Ann Coulter. Well, good for you, Ann Coulter, says Tex Mars. In any case, she got up at that CPAC meeting, Conservative Political Action Committee, and right there with all the Ron Paul Revolution people promoting the gay sex agenda, she said something that was interesting. She said, do you remember last year I told you that John Edwards was a faggot? She says, well, I'm here to say it again. Yes, John Edwards is a faggot. Some people say, well, Tex, he's married. He's got a mistress. How could he be homosexual? Hey, folks,
homosexuals are often bisexual. They're also pedophiles, many of them. These people are double-minded, weird, evil people. Some of them are even into bestiality. John Edwards, faggot? Yeah, I always thought he was. And you know, Ann Coulter, she usually has evidence on these things. Now, if John Edwards, former senator, former vice presidential candidate, former presidential running guy, if he doesn't like it, hey, John, you're a lawyer. They say you're one of the best lawyers. You got $50 or $75 million in your bank accounts, they say. Well, why don't you sue Ann Coulter? Yeah, that's right. Sue her for slander. She called you a faggot. And I believe Ann Coulter. Well, we moved from Ann Coulter and John Edwards being a faggot. You know, I just enjoyed that. I had fun saying that. John Edwards is a faggot. Thank you, Ann Coulter, for illuminating us on those things. Bob Barr. Bob Barr used to be a congressman. Pretty good one, too. He's from down in Georgia. He spoke of that conservative CPAC crowd, too. And guess what? What made them all mad? They booed him. You know why? Because he said, I'm against torture. I am against torture by the government. And they booed him. Folks, this is the Republican Party today. A man of conscience like Bob Barr, one-time Libertarian presidential candidate. Sorry about that. But Bob Barr riled them up. He said, look, if they're guilty of anything, these so-called terrorists at Guantanamo Bay and these other areas, they'll haul them before a judge, give them a trial. But I don't believe in torturing them. I don't believe in waterboarding them. And then Bob Barr turned to the crowd and he said, how would you like to be waterboarded? Boo! They booed him. Republicans are for torture. Democrats, they are too. They're all run by the Jews, and the Jews, that's what they do every day in Israel, is torture Palestinians. The Supreme Court of Israel has even ruled that torture is acceptable as long as you don't kill them. You can go all the way to the point of killing somebody, but as long as you don't kill them, you know, you can knock out their teeth, you can pull out their fingernails and their toenails, you can put, you know, hot coals on their body, you can take a iron and burn their back and their buttocks and the soles of their feet, all that's okay as long as you don't kill them. The Israeli Supreme Court has actually ruled you can do anything except kill them. And you tell me that's God's chosen people? People, come on. Come on. Get real. Congressman Barr, how would you like to be waterboarded? Well, history records that at that Conservative Political Action Committee, not one person raised their hand. But I want to tell you something, friends. If you don't agree with me that waterboarding is wrong and is torture, I, Tex Mars, will personally waterboard you. You just drive to Austin, Texas, 1708 Patterson Road, and Jerry right here, my assistant and I, and we'll have some help from some other big fellows, we'll take you out and we'll get the water hose out, and I'll work you over for a few hours. And you know, I bet you confess a lot. They say that Sheikh Khalif Mohammed told all about 9/11 and how it was Osama bin Laden and him that masterminded it. After being tortured, what, hundreds of times? He spilled the beans. Friends, I'm telling you, I think 5 minutes of waterboarding and you'll be admitting to doing 9/11. I'll get you to confess to the worst crimes in the whole world. Just give me 5 minutes and I'll waterboard you and you'll do some big talking. Now, if you don't, come on down. Now, you're going to have to sign a statement that says if you accidentally, quote unquote, die during the process, it's not our fault. We have no civil liability. And we'll probably have cameras here, the local TV stations and all that, to record it. Because you're such a tough guy that you think it's okay to torture. I mean, you know, George Washington didn't torture. Andy Jackson didn't do it. General John J. Pershing of World War I fame didn't do it. General Smedley Butler didn't do it. General Douglas MacArthur didn't do it. But if you think it's okay, and the mean old terrorists should have it done to them,
and you don't think it's really torture anyway, it's only waterboarding, come on down. I don't want to do it to you, but don't challenge me. I will do it.
Newt Gingrich, he's back in the news. He believes in global warming. Well, actually, he doesn't believe in global warming. Listen to this. This is interesting. He has done a global warming commercial with Nancy Pelosi, the female Speaker of the House. Now, this is interesting. He says, I did the commercial just to give people something to think about. Huh? Now, the commercial says, you know, there really is global warming. We've got to do something about it. But, again, he's like Ron Paul. He likes to dance around the homosexual issue. Well, now he's going to dance around the global warming. Gingrich says this. He says, yes, I did the commercial. And yes, the global, it says that there is global warming, and I called for the government to do something. I did it with Nancy Pelosi. But, he said, it's no different than the book I wrote called Contract with the Earth, arguing we need a green conservatism. He's a green conservative. He's a global warming conservative, you see. He says, by the way, now listen to this. Now think about it. He did a whole book called Contract with the Earth in which he said global warming is real and we must have a powerful government agency and all that to do something about it. And of course he wants taxes on gasoline at the pump and on everything that uses carbon. And believe me folks, your taxes will increase about 25%. Everything will increase 25%. Price of food, everything will go up about 25% minimum if they get this tax that Obama wants. Called cap and trade. All it really means is tax everything that's energy based or that uses energy to make it. Gingrich is for it. So is McCain. So are most of the Republicans. But listen to this, and Democrats naturally. Now, is there really global warming? Listen to Gingrich. After all this, he's written a whole book promoting it. He did a commercial with Nancy Pelosi promoting global warming. But is there really global warming? He says, quote, I don't know if there's global warming or not, and neither does anybody else. Huh? Say what? Right after doing a global warming commercial, after writing a whole book promoting global warming, he says, quote, I don't know if there's global warming or not, and neither does anybody else. But we have to go ahead and do something about it just in case. Huh? Well, Obama knows something about the Passover Seder, that's S-E-D-E-R, the Jewish festival, because he just had a Passover festival, a Seder, a private one, at the White House. Now, according to the Associated Press and the Huffington Post, Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama invited friends and White House aides, all Jews, to mark the Jewish holiday with a meal on Monday, a Seder, Passover meal. Says the Obama aides, the Jews that work for Obama, and of course the White House is full of them, there's very few Gentiles in the White House, the Obama aides started the tradition during 2008's primary campaign in Pennsylvania. And Obama made a surprise stop there to meet and have the Passover with them. This event continued at the White House with a small group of aides and advisors. Evidently, Obama is the first president to celebrate. Now, he didn't celebrate Easter, the resurrection of Jesus. And they had pornographic ornaments on the Obama White House Christmas tree. But he celebrates the Jewish Passover Seder. When Dick Cheney was in the White House, he met regularly every year with the Jews and had Seder. The Passover meal. But Obama's the first president. Did I not tell you in Rothschild's Choice, my video, he may be black, he may be white, and he's both. But all the top Jewish billionaires say that Obama is America's first Jewish president. He's got a Jewish soul, says Abner Mikva, former federal judge, the Jewish former White House counsel under Bill Clinton. Well, according to PrisonPlanet.com, Paul Watson writing says the anointed leader of the conservative movement and the Tea Party movement, Glenn Beck, believes in global warming now. That's what he told USA Weekend magazine. Fox News host Glenn Beck told interviewer Dennis McCafferty, you'd be an idiot not to believe in global warming. Do you hear that, folks? How many idiots listen to Power Prophecy? Must be a lot of them. According to Glenn Beck, they're all idiots. Because we do not believe in global warming. In fact, friends, for the last 11 years, there has been global cooling. Cooling. They say in Siberia, it reached 151 degrees below zero this year. The coldest of all time, all recorded time. Can you believe 151? Ooh, man. Well, hey, by the way, talk about this carbon tax. Obama has been very thankful to certain senators, U.S. senators, for helping him with this sweeping cap and trade tax system that will cover the entire U.S. economy. Senator Lindsey Graham, talk about a queer, talk about a homosexual. You ever heard that guy? Oh, boy, he is queer as a $3 bill. Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina. You South Carolinians, how could you have voted for Lindsey Graham? That guy is, oh my goodness, homo as, oh. Anyway, he is co-author of Senate legislation that's also sponsored by three Democrats, Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana, Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts, and Senator Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut. Oh, yo, Joe Lieberman. Joe the Jew. Kill all the Palestinians, Lieberman. And all of them have got together with Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican, and they're promoting this cap and trade tax system. Billions and billions and billions we're going to be paying if Senator Graham gets his way. By the way, I understand that Senator McCain also sponsors this, but some insiders in the Senate have told Tex Mars that right now he's in that hot Senate contest down with Congressman Hayworth, former Congressman Hayworth, and he's afraid he's going to lose. So he's sort of keeping quiet right now. But he's going to vote for cap and trade, just as he'll vote for illegal immigration amnesty. Well, I don't have much time to talk about this Polish plane crash. The president of Poland and his equivalent of the Secretary of Treasury announced that they would no longer support the International Monetary Fund and the international banking system in its loan program. 12 days later, they were all dead. Here's an interesting news item. According to Tom Mitzewitz on Biophilus, he says that rabbis that were on the flight in Poland absented themselves at the last moment. They said they had to say prayers on the Sabbath. They left the airplane, and the airplane went on and crashed in the Katyn Forest, killing the president of Poland and most of the leadership of the country. They were all on that aircraft. Of course, that's a mystery as to why they all gathered on that one aircraft. But they say the rabbis must have got a text message or something. And before the plane took off, they all absented themselves. I'm trying to check out to see if this is true about the rabbis. But I'll tell you what is true. The president of Poland, many of the military leadership, much of the country's leadership politically, is dead. 12 days after they went against the Illuminati, Goldman Sachs, and the Rothschild banking cartel. They're dead. That's how powerful these evil men are. And that's all the secrets we've got for you today, dear friends. Been great being with you, visiting in your home, telling you some truth secrets, volume 165. Okay, again, great being with you. And my prayer, my sincere prayer, is that you'll tune in each week and discover the power of prophecy.